is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
On the road at VIR, and we're standing just before you go up the S's, kind of out of the slow part of the track.
There's a name for this corner.
Yeah, we probably should know it.
We have a map.
You should actually know it because it's your favorite track.
I know where I'm at.
Well, we've got a new mobile mic solution here this weekend that we're trying out, and so far it's at least convenient as the road show goes. But we're standing here, actually, we just watched the SRO GT America
qualifying.
Fanatec GT America do their driver one, driver two qualifying, and got to catch a glimpse of those cars first thing in the morning. But really what we're hyped up, what we're standing and positioned here now is for the Toyota, the TRG, the Toyota Gazoo racing cars. This will be our first time seeing those cars in person at speed. And there are a ton of them here. Toyota has a big setup and on the skid pad here this weekend with merchandise and just all kinds of stuff.
So we're looking at the merchandise.
Yeah, the presence for that is pretty good this weekend. Now, the cars were getting staged as we were in the paddock, and we've made our way out of the paddock now. But we were hyped for that this weekend because it's new. It's really one of the first new things that we're going to see this weekend. And we got it on iRacing at first, so that's kind of a bonus for us. And
well, yeah, perfect.
The sounds, as they were kind of...
Sounded good.
As they were starting to stage, the sounds were authentically... what you get on the set.
I mean, yeah. There's something to that. It was kind of like with the BMW that we got early, the GT3. There's something to having a car in the sim and seeing it there exclusively, and then actually seeing it in person up close. It's just like a surreal, I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's probably overblowing it, but it's almost surreal to see something you've seen in the sim.
The sights and the sounds are what's really cool about it.
A little bit.
It really did fit. We're really anticipating now. I mean, it's a quiet track right now, but we're waiting for those to roll out to kind of...
Probably better off for us to start when it's quiet.
Yeah, production-wise.
But it'll be our first time hearing...
Hearing those cars
and that speed, yeah.
And that's why I'll crank the volume up here when they get going. I'm sure they'll do a bit of an outlap, but I'm excited to see what they can do.
They'll be qualifying, so it won't be a close... I definitely want to be in position race start because I predict... I mean, it's obviously going to be a lot like the Mazdas.
Well, it is.
So it'll be closer racing. That's, in our experience, typically we all know the slower the car is, the better the racing.
Yeah, the Mazdas are...
That'll be the one to watch.
They're more fun to drive, and they're fun to watch. I mean, they get... It's more appointment viewing, the Mazda races, than anything else. I have a feeling this might fit that. I've honestly not paid attention to it so far. I do think this is going to be the start of it, or they're going to just come through this, you know, here at VIR. They announced it.
Well, you're talking about the Mazdas.
No, I'm talking about the Toyota.
The Toyotas raced at Circuit of America.
They were at COTA. Okay.
Yes, they were.
I did not watch that.
So. I saw some video of it, so I didn't sit down and watch
it. This will be my first time kind of paying attention to
it. Well, I did that on purpose. I wanted I wanted to be here.
You wanted to go in fresh.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it.
You wanted to go in fresh.
Keep it fresh. Which, I mean, hey, why not?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. They've got a good presence. That's going to be fun to see. One thing we're missing, we noticed in the qualifying sessions early, we're missing the Lamborghinis this weekend, that's for sure.
Well, we know K-Pax, which is one of our teams that we follow in this series. They went over to Europe to run races there. I know they just got off of quite a few races over there.
And they were probably some of the best in this paddock.
Yeah, K-Pax was typically in the dominant and in the lead often.
That first year we came here, the black Lamborghini was number one.
Right. I will say that from when we started coming to the SRO races here today, the size of that field has grown by a lot.
You think?
And the diversity of car models or makes has grown. To me, in my opinion.
Technically, the diversity has gone down when you lose Lamborghini. But
well, true.
Another one that you've lost is Audi. I mean, I don't think I've
seen... We saw an Audi.
Well, it's not the same. It's not the GT3, I don't believe.
No, I think it's the GT4. But there isn't...
I don't know if it's a GT4. It's just something different, I think. It's not...
It's here?
It is here.
It's not a TC, so what is it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't
I seen saw it. It looked like a GT4 to me.
Maybe. We'll find out.
It looked like a 4.
In the next several hours, I think.
Yeah.
But, we've talked about it before. There were so many Audis at the Indy 8 hours, that closing race of the 2021 season. In fact,
it's their swan song.
In fact, one of them won that race, and they dominated that race after Ferrari. So it is a shame to see. I mean, that's pretty much shut down.
Right.
The Audi efforts, even you see
Audi North America doesn't support motorsport anymore.
For a while, yeah.
It's still in Europe, though.
And that's news. I mean, we heard that about Corvette. The new Corvette GT3 is just going to be customer based.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Why would you want to compete with your customers?
Well, do you think we'll see the Corvette GT3 customer car make its way to the SRO and to
They confirmed.
Fanatec?
You must not have read that article.
I did not read that article.
They're going to have two Corvette GT3s in this. Yes, in this.
Oh, here come the Toyotas?
Next year.
The Toyotas are coming out?
So you didn't read the article all the way?
No, I didn't.
They will have two.
I didn't
of
even
them.
Read the beginning of that article.
There will be
I don't
two,
even know what the article is you're talking about.
There will be two cars with the SRO next year. That's what I read.
Here come the Toyota Gazoos. Well, I'm excited
they
to
sound,
hear
you can hear. You know the whine in iRacing? You can hear that whine here, and I love it. So we're going
to
be quiet when they come through.
Yeah, we'll take a listen.
Hopefully we
it.
Can pick it up.
This is our first listen to the Toyota GR86.
And you know, as usual, it's a cheaper entry, so there's more cars, and that's the best thing.
There are a lot of cars coming out of here. Here they come by us, first time.
Honestly?
Yeah?
After hearing the Mazda, that's a little underwhelming, but...
Well, it's not the Mazda.
Easier in my ears. The Mazdas hurt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Mazdas do hurt.
You've never seen the Mazdas here. I saw the Mazdas here last August for him.
No, I've not seen the Mazdas here at all. Oh buddy. You heard that brake squeal? I'm sure that was right in front of us. There are a shit ton of these cars here.
That's cheaper.
They still sound.
Oh, it
really
sounds
nice.
My description of that, my immediate reaction is they sound like buttery smooth.
Buttery smooth.
Yeah, buttery smooth.
The brakes have butter on them, and they're getting warmed up.
It's just real soft sounding.
So what you're saying is it's like cornbread.
Yeah.
It's like
wet cornbread. It's like, don't say that.
Moist was go for it, but
they look honestly. They look that looks like a car I would want to jump into and race around this track. I bet that car is a lot of fun at this track.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because there's so much, they're so small. It's going to slide, but there's so much room for you to maneuver in that car.
They are small. I did notice that as they were rolled by.
Yeah, like all the slower cars, the wheels are small, but you can work with it more. It's not going to just snap on you.
Yeah, everything looks small.
Yeah, but it sounds so good.
Yeah. So they were just doing.
And you hear the roar now from the backstretch.
They were doing a bit of just warming the tires up there as they were going by.
Yeah, we'll see them at speed here the next couple of laps.
Get the tires warm and start to qualify and really push it around here.
They sound good coming down the front stretch at speed.
Going in that tight turn one.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty wild turn one with once they get into race mode, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Once it's race time and they're gridded up.
Because they're still close for qualifying.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many of them. You're right. There are a ton of these. And lately, I think it's the hottest car on iRacing, if you want to talk about that.
You think so?
I think it's the hottest one. I mean, people still want to choose that. I've seen it more chosen than the Mazda, honestly. Yeah, I really have. It's just a popular one right now.
Getting the most of that curb here at VIR. They are just good looking cars.
They are,
They really are.
Good looking race car.
Coming out sideways. Oh, they're wheeling these
hitting
curves.
Hitting the curbs. Yeah,
they're
some
wheeling
good
curbing. These curves.
You
got the most of it.
But they are forgiving cars.
They are.
If anything in the sim matches over, they're forgiving cars. You can save them. You can wheel them.
Oh, check it out there.
There's a Twitch one. I didn't know there was a Twitch one.
Yeah?
There's a Twitch livery that just went by.
I find out see a lot
that,
of different.
To find out who that is. That was a sharp looking livery.
It was?
Yeah. Well, this is the new up and coming series.
Yeah. Obviously, if you look at their paddock, the Toyota's put a lot into this.
Yeah. I do know.
To showcase this car.
There are some folks in my racing that get, you know, younger folks. I know there's a Bruno. He's from the Madness community. He was in Mazda. I'm not sure if he still is this year, but I know he was in the Mazdas last year and he was fast as hell.
Yeah.
In the sim. So that is for sure. Speaking of that, when we watched just about less than an hour ago, obviously the race will be well and dusted by the time this gets out, but Murad looking fast in that very bright and beautiful Mercedes.
Yeah.
It's cool to see him out here.
And, it's nice to see him back.
Yeah. In a really competitive, I mean, fastest man in a Mercedes, at least one of them, no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. Throw him in at the Daytona 24 and he almost wins it.
Almost, yeah.
Unplanned.
Yeah, that's right. Coming off of winning in Detroit.
Yeah.
And Michelin Pilot.
It's fantastic.
Pretty sure a podium at COTA, right? A little bit of space for the
you want that. You are qualifying. Oh, wheeling it sideways. You hear the size of the wheels, you can hear the wheels screaming for sure.
You can see the suspension over here. We're at the
Well, you remember in iRacing, when it first came out, there was that glitch where you hit a corner and the car would flip over.
Oh, yeah?
This car, there was a physics glitch.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see some more body lean than you're used to. But they're not rolling over. I remember that Magny Cours.
Oh, they flip over?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Remember that sharp turn of Magny Cours.
I do remember that patch.
It would flip over, The car would completely flip over. You would see it flip. It'd be funny if these did that. That would make the racing like those super trucks. The super trucks that are with IndyCar.
I mean, there's a part that turned just before this, coming out of the NASCAR corner, I believe. Or it is the NASCAR corner, is where if you stand, it's one of the best viewing spaces that's low speed, but you can watch them, even the GT3s, the tire will lift up off the ground.
Yeah, TCs, you can see a lot of that.
TCs too. Especially, the TCs will do that. You'll see at least one tire lift up off.
Oh, yeah. That's not, how you rotate.
You know, not super truck style. But
I mean, you see him whip that car around.
I'll be seeing those super trucks again in a couple weeks in Mid-Ohio, yeah. Surprisingly entertaining.
Yeah, but you're usually by the time they come out, you're tired.
Yeah.
You just want to go home.
Depends on how hot it is.
Poor Robbie Gordon.
Yeah.
Poor fella.
There's only a few of them.
Series. I know. It's a fun series.
It'd be a fun one to bring to this place, right?
Yeah, it would be.
I would like to see it here.
It's a fun series.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on one of these guys to hit the grass and whip it around. They do. They get a little squirrely right here. Every once in a while. See him wheeling too. Oh my goodness. These guys are working. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can watch the hand.
Yeah,
right,
you see a lot going on.
The passenger side is facing us here on the hill. And you can see right into their hands. That's what kind of fun to do is to, in a slow section, watch the driver's hand.
Smells so good too. We talked about that a lot. But,
yeah.
It's a choice car.
They're working. Basically, this is the spot in VRR where you have to hit all these curbs just right, bounce the car off.
Yeah.
And how you do that affects how you get up the hill.
If your angle of attack is not right here,
you're going to lose time up the hill, and somebody's going to be up your ass. Basically, put it off. They're going to be up your ass going up the S's, and it's going to be terrifying.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a nice way to, way to put it.
It is. It's a true way to put it.
Nice little breeze coming today.
Yeah, yeah.
For anybody that's listening to this late, wants a live broadcast.
Wants a weather report. Yeah, here's weather with Bradley.
Yeah,
weather. What's for lunch, Bradley?
Some sandwiches.
Some sandwiches.
if you want to know.
You got the black still?
No.
No?
No, we don't. Yeah. Cody left it at Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's in the Midwest.
We do need to get all the boys down here and camp.
This would be a good camping.
For IMSA weekend. IMSA weekend. Yeah, next week, obviously, we have a big, big, big weekend next weekend in Watkins Glen.
Unfortunately,
we've learned our brother Rob cannot show.
He cannot.
Rob, if you listen to this, you need to cancel all your life's plans and show.
You're our brother.
Money is not an aspect here when it comes to walking stuff. But we do have the Pittsburgh trip on deck.
Yeah. We'll try to spot this Twitch. Is it just Twitch on this car?
No, there's other things. I saw. It had Copeland on it.
Is it literally just Twitch, or is it somebody's
live? No, I saw.
Is it somebody's live stream literally on the side of the car? That's what I want.
Need to do some more research. Yep. Is it coming? Oh, we got cars passing.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes. It's a pink engine.
It's a rolling roadblock there.
Yeah.
During qualifying.
Here it comes. Right here. Big checkups.
We've got a couple rolling roadblocks during open qualifying.
Yeah. Right?
And it's single driver, so it's obviously this is it. It's not like somebody's going to swap out. It's like there were two pretty sketchy roadblocks.
Right. It's just big checkup right there.
Yeah.
And this is that spot. But I mean, if you've got a guy behind you trying to get the most out of his lap, you know that feeling you're a sim racer. When you have a good run coming off of a corner, and there's nowhere for you to go, so you have to release that run.
Yeah.
And you're about, when you're in, just to avoid hitting somebody, and oh, it pisses me off so bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So to waste a good exit where you could get a run and pass somebody, but where we are on track right now, there's nowhere for them
this
to go.
This is one of those where if you're going to make a pass coming out of this corner, right, you're going to force
yeah,
it.
Well, you're just not going to happen. There's nowhere to go. You can't go through a wall. And that wall happens to be another Toyota GR86.
Yeah, you can go through the grass here.
No. I mean, the way they're turning here, you're going... If you go into grass here, you're going to hit this hill.
Oh, yeah, these cars are going to track out like the Mazdas do.
Yeah. But that's where it's physics. That's where the motion is going.
Pretty clean session for the Toyotas, though. I mean, they're still rolling. There were some stoppages in all of the prior sessions that I could...
The slower cars, maybe.
Oh yeah. I'll continue to say.
They are pretty, I told you, they're pretty cars. Definitely be fun to watch the start of this race.
It's gonna be a good race. Yeah.
That one's had
trouble.
He's had some trouble.
I would guess that's probably from hitting someone in the rear end.
Yeah, he's dragging
something. Somebody had some front end damage.
Yeah. He's dragging. You can hear it.
Dragging the front fender just a tad. Must have. I mean, they were as close as some of those groups were. I
wonder why he's still running qualifying laps though. With damage, it's not going to really do much.
Well, if it's
although these cars are not a massively aero.
Yeah, if it's an amateur, then just stay behind the wheel for every minute. You look at the schedules for these races.
It's tight.
This one I heard somebody spin. Yeah. You look at the schedules for these, I mean, how much track time in a weekend are you getting if you measure it by hours? Not a ton. So I would take every second I could get. Imagine how far people travel just to do this. Nevertheless, invest in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sacrifice the track time for anything. It's not like the sim where you can hit the reset button and just get a fresh car and go drive until your hands hurt. So that's a perspective you'd certainly learn coming out here. And just seeing the scope of what's going on, especially in the SRO and these particular weekends. I mean, there's so many series here and so many individuals and drivers and people. I mean, it's a step up from I guess, club days or NASA or whatever. But.
So have you seen any of these Toyota 86, the GR86 on the street?
Yeah, I've seen one. Just a day or two ago, I saw one. Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them.
I've saw one in Eastern North Carolina just this week.
It's like they're cooling down right now.
Yeah, cool down lap. So that's the, you're with us for the entire Toyota qualifying session Saturday.
Maybe they are. Definitely be a highlight of the day watching these cars. There's just, I mean, usually the highlight is GT4 because of the number of cars. I don't think here they don't do the Michelin Pilot thing and combine TC and because there's TC no, America.
Yeah, they don't.
So
yeah.
You don't, they don't combine it, but
yeah, so I think it's not going to be quite as multi-class.
Yeah.
Thing.
Nevertheless, I think there's a lot of
the TC GT4s races though. Are pretty good.
There's a lot of different TC cars you don't see in Michelin Pilot though. I haven't seen an Elantra N TC car. I've seen like a TCX version of it.
Right.
The more street going, which I'm interested to see.
It's a street car with a wing.
That's what I drove here in.
Yeah.
We know. Yeah. Believe me, we all know. Yeah.
I kind of want one of these Toyotas now.
If you could drive a manual.
Well, let's wrap it up here.
Yeah.
You've been with us for the Toyota Gazoo qualifying session at VIR on Saturday. We're going to continue to make our rounds and we'll get feedback on the race too. It's one of the hottest things for us this weekend. It's new.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's one of the things. One of the
biggest
marquee
thing I,
things for
biggest
us
thing
here.
I can report is Toyota North America's presence here is solid.
Yeah.
They appear to be all in. I mean, the entire skid pad is them.
And we'll walk around there and take a look.
Yeah, we'll take a peek there, get some photos out. But we'll check back in from VIR Saturday, the SRO.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
And it's Into the Apex on the road at Virginia International Raceway for the SRO weekend. And we've made our way from the hill watching the Toyota Gazoo cars. We just did a little iRacing in the Toyota Gazoo North America paddock setup or on the skid pad that we talked about. They had Fanatec equipment, iRacing rigs. It was, not, no shift, no paddle shifting, which threw me off. And they had the CSLDD Fanatec bases with force feedback practically off, which I understand.
Yeah, you can't get...
But it wasn't the same.
It's like the other one. I forget where we were, where they had no force feedback.
Yeah, it wasn't quite the same, but it was fun. It was fun to see. I always get excited like a child to see...
That's what you're going to get, though, yeah. And if I took a picture of it. You didn't see it because you were on the rig, but I took a picture of it. On the side, they had the SRO logo, the iRacing logo, all that stuff.
Yeah, I did see that. Toyota and everything.
That's going to be at every race, and I'm sure it has been.
So
but it looks like... that's a partnership with iRacing in Toyota Gazoo.
Yep. And we're walking behind the pit lane right now as GT4s are coming off the track. It's a bustling paddock for this SRO here. There's so much going on. The GT4s are on the track. There's beautiful new BMW GT4s. It's great to see. We're walking by some Aston Martins now for the Flying Lizard. Flying Lizard.
Nice.
And just getting the lay of the land here. We've not been able to do a proper paddock walk on air.
Yeah. Until we got here, there wasn't a ton going on. So now it's a little more fans. It's kind of picked up a little bit.
Yeah, business.
So there's more business as usual for what we're used to. But that's how it is here. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It takes people time to get up and get here. And now it's starting to, with qualifying finishing up and actual racing about to take place. And with lunch approaching, it's just more stuff's going to happen.
It's one of those places, like a lot like Mid-Ohio that we talk about, Watkins Glen. I imagine Road America from looking at maps.
Yeah.
That it's in the middle of nowhere. It takes a second probably to get there for most people. But once you're there, it's a pleasure. And the reason it's so much of a pleasure is the natural landscape and kind of where you're at.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's beautiful out here. It's green and just lively.
Yeah, but you can Google it and know that. So let's talk about something more. you're talking about what you see.
Yeah, we're about to walk by Daniel Murad's TR3 Racing's.
They're jamming out.
Take a peek at that. We got some Aston Martins. These Mercedes are beautiful though.
Yeah.
The TR3 racing Mercedes is sharp. Don't see Murad in there. I think he's probably on the other side. I'm sure we get a word with him if he did see us. I'm wearing a Murat hat for that reason.
He signed it, didn't he?
He did sign it in Daytona, yeah. I believe he's probably on the other side of hospitality, yeah. So we won't stalk Daniel Murat.
No, you can't. Like Scotty McLaughlin.
Like you do, like Scotty McLaughlin.
Yeah.
So now we're in the big paddock.
There's TRG's Aston there.
That's a cool one to see. Yeah, TRG's switched to this kind of car. I think it's one of a few, if not the only Aston Martin GT3s out there.
I think so. There might be one more, but it does look good.
I think it might be the only one that I can see.
Yeah, you're right.
Which was kind of neat to see. I know they've traditionally driven a lot of Porsches, and they were in an Aston's at some point. Again, though, compare this to an IMSA paddock. I think it's underappreciated.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's all the same. It's similar. All the vibes and feelings are similar.
Yeah, you get a lot of overlap with the drivers. I mean, right. Practically, I mean, like we said, Murat, Spencer Papelli, you get all these guys that are here. I mean, Robbie Foley, we're about to come up on the Turner Motorsports BMW. I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's GT3, just not GTD, you know, GTD.
Yeah, Tony. It's just straight. It's basically the GT VRS Sprint Series in iRacing. It's the exact same thing that's modeled off of. Definitely getting these cars ready for racing, you can see.
Yeah, qualifying, well, driver 1-2 qualifying. Yeah, driver 1-2 qualifying is complete. So they're, and all that, pretty much all morning, it's qualifying sessions. And then it's race mode from here on out after lunch.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's the OnlyFans Porsche.
Oh, the OnlyFans Porsche, we found it.
They had some merch for the OnlyFans Porsche.
And they've even got a wall with OnlyFans on it. You'll get asked to get a picture in front of it.
It is profitable.
It is. I mean, that's a very clever way to advertise. That's the old Porsche 911, too.
It's kind of like the question I was asking about the Twitch Toyota.
Yeah.
I was like, is it sponsored? Like, is it representing and being sponsored by, like, a specific page?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm assuming it looks like just OnlyFans.
I believe that is an Audi GT3 right there.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
An old one, though.
Old time.
It's just there.
But anyway, back to my debauchery. wouldn't it be kind of messed up to be OnlyFans / Bradley's feet or Patrick's feet?
I mean, maybe.
Like
as I look right here, there's literally like a jersey, an OnlyFans jersey.
Yeah.
Bradley's
getting bashful all of a sudden because we're in earshot. That's not our style.
They're definitely using their resources to market that car, is what I will say.
What are you? Bradley's walking away from me right now.
Running away.
Bradley's running away. He got bashful about the. What's your deal, Bradley? Talk to me.
You got to be out of earshot.
We are out of earshot. We moved away from him. They're way over there.
It's interesting. I think
you got to give me more than interesting.
I think there's an OnlyFans model over there. Okay.
Where?
That's what I was trying to say. I think there's an OnlyFans model over there.
Oh.
Using to market the team.
Oh.
Because there's obviously somebody dressed in the clothes that looks like they're.
What do you?
That's what I'm trying to say.
I feel like you're being judgmental.
I am. I mean, however you make money, I don't care.
I mean, if it pays for.
I don't care how you.
If it pays for a Porsche. Let's walk around to the GT4 pack.
Yeah,
this is getting weird.
Let's just do that.
I'm a little uncomfortable right now, and it's because you're uncomfortable. I can tell that you're uncomfortable.
I'm flop sweating. It's not hot.
We were walking away. Now we've turned around and we're walking right back where Bradley was saying to walk away from. So we're heading off danger. Walking by the Porsche again. Beautiful.
Get some pictures. Go in there and get pictures of it. I think I'm correct.
Acting natural, walking by their own.
Oh, look, there's a big truck.
Acting natural. Look at that.
That's
truck.
Honestly the most popular thing here.
We're,
why not?
Walking, still walking, still walking, acting natural, still walking. Bradley doesn't want to make any.
I don't want to talk too loud. All right, now we're good distance.
And now we're out of here.
There's definitely, unless that's the driver's wife, who knows? Maybe she's a nice
lady. Exactly.
She's probably a nice
lady. It comes back to you being judgmental.
I mean, sometimes you judge a book by its cover.
If it pays.
Because it looks like its cover.
If it pays for
TC, TCX and TZ are going out.
Yeah, they are.
We'll see that Elantra roll out.
In fact, there's a race. There's something of a TC race at 11:15 here, Bradley.
Oh, is there?
So this is going to be the first race of the day.
Oh, then let's. Well, we got to be somewhere. So.
We got a few more moments. It's 11 o'clock as we record this segment, and we're standing right here at the entrance of Pit Road.
As TC's going.
There's Eversley's LA Honda World. Beautiful.
There she goes. Oh, that's a gorgeous car.
What car is it, Bradley?
Yeah, Hyundai Elantra N. But that's more of a street going.
The street version.
Listen to that. It's got the same pipes as mine as well.
That throaty sound you just heard was Bradley's.
Oh, it's got the same tail. Everything's the same on that car.
That was Bradley's car.
I want to see that cursor bag go around track.
It's out there.
It is.
It's there right now.
It's not enough. I need more.
What about the Hondas? The Honda sound.
Yeah, there is the Honda right there.
There are several versions of the Honda.
Well, these are TCX cars.
Yeah.
So
the Skip Barber Honda, that's a good one.
Well, they say TCR. I think it used to be TCX.
Yeah. You don't.
There's obviously the less downforce, more. Yeah. Honestly, in my experience, these are the most street-going version of cars I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. Some of them.
There's a Veloster.
Yeah, some of them look already beat to hell.
They don't even have wings. There's no extra downforce.
When you watch them drive, you can watch some tires lift up because they're pushing. Basically, they're driving street cars to the limit.
Yeah.
So now they're all out. They're going to start their race. Let's work our way through the paddock a little bit more. We're coming around. We've gone through kind of the main part. We've had that awkward moment with the
You had to.
Porsche. See if anybody's in the GT4 over here. It's a bit of a walk. You know, that's one thing when you go to the races, and anybody that travels knows that, is all of the walking involved.
Yeah, you
in
have
the
to,
summertime.
You have to warn people new that there's a lot of walking involved.
One day we're going to get a scooter or
something like that.
A little mini bike. I saw somebody driving a kid around on a small, like, micro four-wheeler.
How about that?
So that was interesting.
We've always, especially in our Walk as Glen show, we've always talked about the various ways you can do this.
Yeah.
And certainly here, there's a lot less camping. A lot
well,
less.
Well, actually, there's more.
It's
hard to walk.
But you know it's not the same as was the big IMSA races, especially. To me, it stands out, Watkins Glen and Road Atlanta.
Yeah, Road Atlanta, just elevation-wise, it's not the biggest.
You see a lot more stuff going on.
The Glen's big. We talked about that, I think, last year about it. But this place is huge, too. I mean, this is a hard one to get around, and the camping is kind of in the center of it. And I think that's the coolest part of it, though.
It's harder to see.
It looks like better facilities, honestly, here at VIR.
You get some shade.
I do think we're missing out by not doing it. I think it's, I don't know, for some reason, when I think of doing a community meetup or gathering, this is not a place I think of.
Right.
But if we were going to do a camping compound like we're going to do next week,
here.
This is a good spot.
Well, it's closer. It's closer for us and all that. So it would be easier for us. The only problem is this location is it'd be harder to bring people in because there's no... The nearest major city would be Raleigh-Durham.
Raleigh, you're
talking about a long drive. I mean, it is basically in the middle of nowhere, which a lot of the tracks are.
Yeah, but Charlotte. I mean, I think you could come into Charlotte and get here pretty reasonably.
It just depends. You'd have to get a caravan or get somebody to do like we do in Daytona and just rent a car. rent a car for like 20 people.
We did talk about, when were we talking about this? A couple weeks back on the show. They're building a Caesars Resort right over in Danville here.
So I think the plan next year is to come and stay the night before there.
If it's built, I think it'll be the end of the year.
I mean, if you can do that, just go ahead and do that.
But that's going to be, that'll be an interesting draw.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not?
Just go play poker by night.
Why not?
Race by day, right?
There you go. It's the GT4 version.
Yeah, Adobe Road. I did not realize TRG had.
Yeah, they
got
two.
I believe that was a later entry this year. I do remember seeing that article.
Same livery, beautiful livery. I love that.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on Sports Car 365. Yeah. I do remember that.
It's a nice. Is that for sale?
No, it's just a. Looks like a brand new BMW GT4 right in front of us. No wrap on it or anything. Ready to go.
It's nice.
It's a beauty. It's sitting. Yeah, BMW GT4. It's got the sticker on it still.
It's still got stuff, like it just came out of the factory.
Just out of the factory.
This must be delivered as a backup car.
Yeah, it's got the safety sticker not even taken off. There's no livery.
There's still parts. There's parts inside that have been mailed.
This is a good view of a GT4. It's a tight little machine.
So yeah, this would be without the livery and any work done.
A year ago, we saw the debut of it. It was right here at VIR.
When is iRacing going to get theirs, is my question.
Yeah, it's a little behind the times, a little bit. Let's continue down the way here. GT4 paddock now for GT4 America. I can't.
Absolutely gorgeous car.
I can't pull Bradley away from the BMW.
Nice looking.
M4.
You don't want to step on their carbon fiber lips.
Nope. That's beautiful.
They'll be very upset. This is a brand new backup car that's been delivered. That's what it looks like. All the stuff's still packaged.
Yeah. Because those cars are, they're coming. They're probably going through tech inspection now. Yeah. If I had to guess. The actual racing cars, as GT4s were just on the track, TCs are out there now. Doing their formation laps, working our way down. Yeah, not a lot. I think a lot of that GT4s, this paddock's fairly.
Yeah. Well, they just came in. They're probably in tech inspection to qualify.
Yeah. Debriefing with each other.
They've got a lot of work to do.
Getting it all sorted out.
we're just kind of looking at all the different team setups. Look, they have couches in there. Copeland Motorsports.
The lounge looks fantastic.
Bradley, turn around. Look to your right. Copeland Motorsports has three couches in their paddock.
That's the way to do it.
What does Bruce say? Wine and cheese,
yes,
not beer and chips.
Yeah, there you go.
That's about right. That's pretty special. There's some, one team's grilling. There's the Skip Barber career. Skip Barber's got a huge presence here. What do you see, Bradley? Paint the picture. Paint the picture.
I was thinking about what time it was.
It is 11:06.
Okay.
You're fine. Bradley's worried about driving his Elantra on track. We have to go to an 11:30 safety meeting. We cannot be late.
Might as well.
That we don't get to. Let's finish. Let's get all the way down to the end here. Don't become a restless little child.
Oh, no. You become restless already.
Restless. Porsche Motorsport North America. Just describing what I see at this point.
Yeah. It's getting a little more head on
a little more lively here. Yeah. You can't walk in the middle of the paddock. You'll die.
Well, you can, but
you'll get run over. Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah, you will.
Making our way down to the tech inspection center here. See what there is to see. Rentech Motorsports, ANG. A lot of Mercedes out here. And behind the podium here, we're down to the podium. They've got Acura's
GTP, like their hauler, GTP their personal hauler. But yeah, that's looks like everyone else is getting ready to kick off TC racing here.
Yeah.
So that's what we see. That's the thing. You know what we missed? I haven't seen the Valkyrie Velocity.
Yeah, you're right.
Thing,
you're right.
The paddock.
I think there's a piece that we missed.
And at this point, I feel like unless we need to, well, we could loop around, but I think we've gone through most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a big paddock here. I bet they're
over there.
Here we go.
It's GT4s. Toyotas. No, it's Toyotas.
More Toyotas going through tech. Sounds. Oh yeah, there's the gaggle of GT4s after their sessions. Let's get a listen.
There's the one that had a little damage. It's one of the Toyotas.
Yeah.
Front end was
a little bit of trouble there. Yeah.
I think they're working on him. He has some dirt and mud on his front.
I'm trying as we. Oh, look at this. A sea of GT4s here at the tech. Oh, yeah. Coach Race Tech.
A lot of cars.
Take a minute. I'm trying to pick out through the crowd here
anybody
that we know site. And want to catch a word with. It's TCs are still forming out there in the distance, but here at the tech, it's a sea of GT4s. I don't see anybody to go chat with at the moment. So we might wrap it up here for this walk and see what we can get into maybe a little bit later on. All right. Cheers, everybody. From VIR, the SRO weekend. It's into the Apex on the road.
I think we're getting ready to go green. Good place to watch right here.
So we've come, we've done the lap around once again. Pace car is coming off.
Yeah,
we're
going to
watch
in,
the start of GT America here. You're listening to it. Look at them get so close. Those things get tight.
And we have GT4s coming around too.
And you do those corral laps and you kind of get the sense of appreciating. Here comes the GT4s in this one. Multi-class GT racing. There they go. Let's listen.
It's just a small pack, small field. It's mostly
not too big, but it's nice to hear.
It's mostly GT4 Aston Martins.
Yeah, I noticed more than anything, you see Astons here.
Yeah. It's a lot of those, a lot of Mercedes. The Mercedes have always dominated.
Those front-engine cars are dominant. Okay, so let's we caught the start there of the GT America. It's going to come around again, and there's more racing this afternoon. Up next are the Toyota Gazoos. We're just going to sit down and be spectators for that.
Are they coming to race again?
They're going
to
actually race. Yeah, the Toyota. We just watched qualifying. Right, that's right. Bradley, where the hell are you? You need a schedule sheet.
I just drove a car.
Jesus.
I drove a car around the track.
So we're going to just be basically sit down, relax, be spectators for that. We'll talk about it maybe next week at the Glen in a way, kind of wrap up on it. But that's one I'm interested to just sit in the S's and watch that, like
have
get the
seat.
Full scope. We've been working all morning, giving the feel here at VIR. Let's listen to these cars come around and get some thoughts on this track.
The one Audi.
Yep.
He's in last.
It's got an air scoop up above. That's
one of
the
newer ones. That's one of the newer ones.
Is it?
I think it is. The newer generation.
Yeah. And GT4s. This is a small
field. You hear the Astons.
So this track, 3 years now, we've come here at least twice a year, if not more. What is, I mean, where does this track rank on the list of road trips? If somebody says listening from New York or California or Midwest, do you make a trip?
I mean, you definitely want to camp here. Does it have the same energy? I mean, the events here are not as big on the schedule, to be honest.
You're not going to see
prototypes.
GTPs
here. So, I mean... In that sense, no, you'd probably want to go to Sebring or one of the longer races. This is one of the Sprint Cup races, two-hour, 40-minute races in IMSA schedule.
You know what occurs to me at this track, especially getting out on it for a bit and just coming here to watch?
What's that?
I'll tell you what that is that if you're a Champ Car person or a NASA person or HPDE or whatever it might be, Lemons even, and you get a chance to come out here and drive.
There is a lot of local feel here.
This is a driver's track. Like, this reminds me of a...
Oh, we got problems.
Oh, we got car with problems. Is that an Audi? Yeah.
I think it's an older Audi.
Yeah, it is.
It's got a flat.
Got some tires rubbing against the diffuser there. But anyhow, this is a course that... Oh. If you can drive, it's a driver's course.
It is.
How about that?
It's a very... I like this track so much, and I'm good here. I'm gonna toot my own horn and say I'm good here.
Yeah.
But this track is when you get it right. Yeah. When you get this track right, you feel so good about it.
You do.
Because it's not an easy track.
Because you have to get every piece correct, and
it flows so much. You work a lot if you're behind the wheel.
But it's not a wide track, and we can see that getting out there.
You do a lot of work. If you watch close to the track, you see the driver's hands. They're working.
Oh yeah, no
doubt.
Quite
a bit.
Here go the GT4s.
Full force yellow. Seem like they're going so slow. Kind of spread out.
Yeah.
We can be where that man is.
But anyhow, those are our thoughts on the track, on this race, on this series, and we'll be back again for IMSA. This rest of this summer, we're going to be on the road continuing. We'll be Watkins Glen camping.
Yeah, that's going to be
Mid-Ohio.
We've done a good show here.
It's a prelude.
Next week is going to be a big
show. We're going to be sitting by a fire doing podcasts for hours.
A fire.
Hours.
Okay. Even if it's 1,000 degrees outside, we'll be sitting next to a fire because we like fire.
Because we like fire. Even just to look at it and listen to it crackle.
I think there's pictures on the Instagram of the fire last year.
That's all there is. Yeah.
I think the joke last year is we were Tom Hanks in Castaway, where we discovered fire.
Yeah, that's true.
And we ended up with a row of logs we needed to get rid of the last night. So we made a pylon of fire as though we were... burying a Jedi. We made a pylon of fire.
Well, from VIR, one of our favorite stops of the year, our home track, closest to us, right outside of North Carolina, here in Virginia. We'll catch you all. As Bradley,
that's
Bradley's
that's the best way to close the show.
I can't even get the close out, and Bradley's crinkling a monster can. you rat bastard.
That's the way to close the show.
Okay. We'll be back in Watkins Glen, New York in about a week, everybody. Okay. See you there.
The most not awkward way to end a show, isn't it?
Yeah, way to crinkle that can.
Fuck you.
You've been listening to Into the Apex from Mad Jim Racing Media. Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.